This is a dictation for Anthony William, ANTHONYWILLIAMS. Date of service is 11/17/2025. Date of birth 12/12/1964. Date of service is 11/17/2025. Patient reports ongoing severe pain in the area of the neck, the lower back, and both shoulders, both elbows, right hip, and both the knees. Overall, the pains here are around 10. No radiculopathy is reported. Slight weakness of the right arm is present and reported. Patient drops the phone from the right arm. He's able to walk reasonably well. Overall, the pain is 10. And he's not working anymore. ADLs are affected 10. Patient reports no relief from any of the treatment that he has got. He has not done any physical therapy in the recent past. His insurance company has rejected the injections, like epidural injections. Kindly review the records for ADL for system review. For additional issues, for substance abuse and a compliance history. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 161/84, pulse 89, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will remain the same from the previous visit, which is dated 10/2/2025, dictation number 1004-010. Plan. We reviewed the records that came from the Michigan Head and Spine Institute. Patient received 2 epidural injections, MRIs, medications, general records were reviewed. The patient MRI was not available and it has been requested. Patient was informed that he'll benefit from various modalities, including physical therapy, laser treatment, infrared treatment, and he has been referred for that. He's been referred for exercise program, rehab program. He's been referred for Dr. Redden for a consideration of spinal cord stimulation device. Since the patient refused to have any injection treatment and or even the surgery, he's provided with the medications which are following: naproxen 500 twice a day for healing, prednisone 10 milligram once a day with food for healing, Prilosec 20 milligram twice a day for healing, Prilosec 20 milligram twice a day for stomach pain. Trazodone was provided 100 milligram at night for sleep. Lunesta was provided also for sleep. Tylenol with codeine number 4 every 12 hours for 30 days. 60 tablets were provided. Patient has had various deaths and he needs some help in managing the depressions. Trazodone is going to help in that as well. MAPS were reviewed, labs were reviewed, and the patient is found to be in compliance. His insurance company has refused to authorize the lumbar and sacral interlaminar epidural injections. However, this request was made when the MRIs were not reviewed. Even now, I don't have the MRIs to make a perfect recommendation. So we'll wait for this injection process. And the patient agreed to not to go for any stronger medicine than the Tylenol codeine, which is perfectly fine. I'm going to see him in 30 days' time. Thank you.